actions, it will be more inclined to talk. Jan winced as a shift of wind sent a fine spray over them.
Waiter,
Jack said, standing and pointing to a table just inside. He carried Jan's coffee flask in, and while a woman lit candles, the waiter appeared with a bottle and three glasses.
I'm willing to be patient, Jack said, going through the tasting ritual.
It's not a matter of patience. She put her hand over her wine glass. I feel as if we've gone as far as we can in this direction.
Well, we knew it was going to be all or nothing, Russ said. Just one peep out of the thing and we'd be... He rose an eyebrow and took a sip of wine.
Yes, we would, she said. But we're not. Let's move on.
Starting at square one? Jack said. Mercury?
We could start anywhere, Russ said. Mercury is going to cost out better, just hot vacuum.
So there's a decision.
He looked at Jan.
Acoustic. We want to continue tapping out your message on the thing's surface. If it responds acoustically, we won't hear it in a vacuum.
We can run a taut wire from it, Jack said, like a tin can telephone.
Hard to get it through the wall without damping vibrations.
Jack shrugged.
So don't run it through.
He spread out his napkin and clicked a pen open. He drew a square inside a square and attached the inner to the outer with springs.
See? You have your taut wire pulling on the back of this.
He tapped the inner square.
And it acts like an old-fashioned speaker. It's going to vibrate in a way that mimics the artifact's vibrations.
But we still can't hear it, Jan said.
Ah, but we can watch it. Draw a grid on the square and put a camera on it.
Fourier transforms, Russ said with approval.
Duck soup, Jack said.
We have no duck, the waiter said. He was standing behind Jack's shoulder. We have clam chowder or chicken with mushrooms. Russ looked at him and decided he wasn't joking.
I'll have the chowder and grilled masi-masi.
Me too, Jan said.
The usual, Jack said.
Cholesterol with cholesterol sauce, Jan said.
You will have a red wine with that?
Bin 88, Jack and Russ said simultaneously.
And I want it really blue this time, Jack said of his steak. Cold in the center.
The waiter nodded and left. Russ imitated his accent.
Sir, we cannot guarantee that you will survive this meal. Samoan cattle have parasites for which there are no Western names.
Jack smiled and refilled both glasses of white wine. Mercury. And then go on to Mars. Vacuum with a little carbon dioxide, then Venus and the gas bags.
Good name for a rock band, Russ said.
Titan?
Jan said.
Europa?
Makes sense, Russ said. And just outer space, 2.8 degrees above absolute zero. It probably spent a long time in that environment.
Hold on,
Jan said, and took an old computer out of her purse. She unrolled the keyboard and pulled out the antenna and typed a few words.
Let's be methodical here, starting with the Mercurian environment.
They got halfway through the solar system before dinner came, and finished it over sherry and cheese, mapping out a rough schedule. They would spend 5 days with each environment, and 1 to 4 days in transition. Hot Mercury, cool Mars, hellish Venus, cold poison Titan, Arctic Europa, then the Jovian model. High-pressure liquid hydrogen and helium, flowing at about 150 meters per second, flavored with methane and ammonia. Jan took a sip of sherry and scrolled through the schedule.
Something bothers me.
Jack nodded.
The pressure chambers.
No, what if the thing misunderstands? What if it thinks we're attacking it?
Russ laughed nervously. I thought I was the anthropomorphic one.
If it does its little jump-off-the-pedestal trick while it's in the Jupiter simulation...
Be worse than a daisy-cutter bomb, Jack said. Flatten everything out to here. They'll hear it in American Samoa.
In Fiji, Russ said. Honolulu. Chapter 29. Cambridge, Massachusetts.